Last view. Jesus is also, point eight, our ransom. 1 Timothy 2, 5 and 6 says, there is one God and one mediator between God and men. As a side note, it's very important to tell your people this. Music does not mediate between them and God. Musical style does not mediate between them and God. Translation of Bible does not mediate between them and God. Spiritual giftedness does not mediate between them and God. Church participation does not mediate between them and God. The pastor does not mediate between them and God. Jesus mediates between us and God. And if people don't understand that, when you take away something that is familiar to them, they absolutely melt and they become furious or lost because they think you've taken away the means by which they have a mediated relationship with God. We can't change the music. How will I worship God? Through Jesus. There is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom. Jesus says this himself in Mark's gospel. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. The concept here is more of banking and commerce, that every time you sin, you accrue a debt to God. You're indebted. Sin of omission, you didn't do the right thing, there's a debt. Sin of commission, you did the wrong thing, there's a debt. You did it out of pride, there's a debt. You did it out of false motive, there's a debt. You did it out of an impure heart, there's a debt. Out of thought, word, deed, there's a debt. The result is you have a mountain of debt to God. How in the world are you possibly going to pay your debt to God? Some say, well, I'll repay it through karma, and I'll reincarnate. Hebrews 9:27 says it's appointed once to die, then judgment. There is no second chance. Additionally, if you come back, you'll just sin more and make the pile bigger. And some people say, but I'll come back and I'll do good and that will reduce the pile. And my answer is always, if you do good, that just means you don't throw anything new on the pile. You're just doing what you're supposed to do, which means you've not reduced the pile. If every day I lose $100 and 2 days in a row I don't, I haven't reduced my debt. I just haven't accrued any new debt. I said, so even if you reincarnate and live a perfect life, all you've done is what you're supposed to do. That mountain of debt remains forever. Karma is ridiculous. How do you repay your debt to God? And the concept in the Bible is you need a mediator, someone to mediate between you and God. To do so adequately, that person would need to be fully God and fully human. They would need to mediate the debt, right? When you get into debt difficulty, you look for a mediator. And then that payment would need to be made, but you can't make that payment. So you would need a mediator who was both divine and human, who mediated between you and God the Father, and also was willing to pay your debt. That's the concept of ransom. Our debt is to God, and Jesus is our God-man mediator, and he pays our debt. This one works really well with people who are in banking and finance and real estate and investment, and people who have huge credit card debt. They really appreciate that gospel.